Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a strong jazz cat on the Chicago scene today. That was cornetist, improviser, composer, and musician Josh Berman with his gang back in 2012 with the song Sugar off his CD There Now. His work encompasses both developing opportunities for presenting improvised music and performing in a wide variety of highly collaborative environments. Josh is the co-founder of the critically acclaimed Umbrella Music. He's the co-curator of the Emerging Improvisers Organization, and he has performed as a band leader for his own groups over the years. This includes the Josh Berman Trio, Josh Berman's Old Idea, and Josh Berman and his gang that we just heard at the top of the hour. He's gone on to gig with many musicians and composers in jazz, and he's improvised plenty over the years with cats like Bill Dixon, Al Pars, Joe McPhee, Ken Vandermark, and many others. He's toured the United States, Canada, Europe, and Japan, and is usually given critical reviews for his work throughout the years. But in the beginning, he got into music almost by accident. He was always an artist at heart, particularly the visual arts, and he knew that his life would need to be spent creating art that would satiate his vision. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Josh elaborated on that.
I made a lot of attempts at making art as a young person. I think it took, you know, discovering music to kind of actually put something together that, you know, that was really creative and that made sense to me, and that was truly a collaborative, you know, thing, you know?
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that digs all the arts, and especially the jazz, with one of the finest jazz clubs in America leading the march, the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with a stack of digital vinyl to make you say, dig, baby. From Red Garland and his trio in tow, we head into blues and bebop next on the program. Thank you.
This is cornetist Josh Berman from Chicago. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the groove and drummer and session musician Chester Thompson with the song The Moon Train off the 2012 CD called Mixology. So he played in Frank Zappa's touring band from 73 to 74 with percussionist Ruth Underwood and jazz keyboardist George Duke. And he played on several of Zappa's albums. But in the world of jazz, he is mostly known for playing on Weather Report's 1976 album called Black Market. But he's been all over the music universe. He toured with the band Genesis, filled in for Phil Collins when at that point Peter Gabriel left the band and he had to take over. He played on Steve Hackett albums and was a founding member of the band Fire Merchants. These days, he's an adjunct instructor at Belmont University's School of Music in Nashville, Tennessee. Hailed by Downbeat magazine as a remarkable talent and a welcome new voice on the scene, this is Jerusalem-born jazz guitarist Rotem Sivan with the 2015 tune, A New Dance, Baby. Thank you.
Hi, this is Laura Perlman, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. So have a wonderful day, and relish your precious moment.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe. I thought I knew the score. But this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've never really been in love
That was the very talented jazz vocalist and a survivor, Laura Perlman, with the tune I've Never Been in Love Before off her 2016 album called Precious Moments. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about this album.
Well, I'm thrilled about it. I mean, to be surrounded by players like this is just amazing. I mean, these cats are amazing. More amazing. I mean, we went in, we had, you know, I'd never met them. We had a rehearsal for like maybe an hour, and then we did... You know, we did the whole album in 4 hours. So that to me was just like amazing.
She grew up in the Bronx listening to the best in jazz via her parents, who were New York City educators and had a dream of becoming Sarah Vaughan. That didn't happen, but she went on to Hollywood and worked with a huge amount of soundtracks, and she made some good trails along the way. She defeated cancer and a rare blood disease, and it was all with an eye on releasing this big jazz album of hers. And that dream, as we heard, was realized. Laura was quite eloquent during our interview about jazz and what it really means for her.
So really, I feel like there's endless. There's no end. And you can say, okay, I've done that now, you know? It's an endless art where you just can get better and better and better. I don't think you can say, okay, I've explored everything. I don't know that that could ever happen. I think that for me, I just love that. It's just so about personal interpretation. It's so about what you do with something.
It's great to have Laura on the program. Here's another talented jazz vocalist singing the good words. This is Jo Elizabeth Stafford with a song during her five decades of quality jazz work. The 1956 tune, Baby, It's Cold Outside, off her LP Ski Trails, next on Neon Jazz.
You really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening is bare.
Lucky that we dropped
so very nice.
We'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and friend? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
floor.
Really now, you'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't.
Well,
hurry.
Maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
You've got to go home.
Baby, it's bad out there.
I'll lend you a
comb. Out there.
I wish I knew how.
Eyes are like starlight.
To break the spell.
We'll take our hats. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
why
sir.
Did we move in
at
closer?
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting our pride?
You really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
You simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The visit has been
lucky that I dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Watch your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical storm.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
You've got to go home.
Baby, we'll freeze out there.
I'll lend you a comb.
It's up to our knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of your lifelong
at
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If we got pneumonia and
you really can't
get
stay.
Get over that old doubt. Ah, but it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
This is Camila Mesa, singer and guitar player from Chile, living in New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. I'm very happy to be sharing some time with you. Thank you.
That was hard bop tenor saxophonist and flautist Charlie Rouse with the 1960 tune Uptanked off his LP Taking Care of Business. And that's exactly what his style was. This Washington, D.C. native began his career with the Billy Eckstein Orchestra in 1944. And that was followed by the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band in 45, the Duke Ellington Orchestra from 49 to 50, the Count Basie Octet in 1950, Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats in 53, and the Oscar Pettiford Sextet in 55. This all led to him spending a decade with genius Thelonious Monk making good music, and man, he made the rounds with the best in the business. From the cool KC jazz guitarist Ron Carlson, here's a cut off his 2015 CD, Kind Folk, which is a great listen. This one is called JS. But before that, I caught him with Mike Miller and the band at the new and very cool jazz haven in the KC area. It's called the Art Factory. It's in Overland Park, Kansas, and you should go out and have a listen to some live music just like this.
is Ron Carlson, Kansas City guitarist. Tune in to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino for some great jazz programming. Thank you.
That was the great jazz pianist Kenny Drew Jr. with his quartet in tow, joined by the great jazz guitarist Jack Wilkins with the tune East Coasting off the 2013 CD Keep in Touch. From the JM Rhythm 4 Plus 1 outfit, this is the 2007 tune Rush Hour off the CD Lazy Afternoon as we walk on our way like a gaggle of cool cats towards the exit door of this hour of Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. Again, that was the JM Rhythm 4 Plus 1, and that was the 2007 song Rush Hour in this traffic flow towards the end of the show. And taking the honors of leading us away from this Rush Hour is composer, arranger, and bandleader Patrick Williams. Right out of the heart of the 405 in L.A., this is the tune 52nd and Broadway off his 2015 CD, Home Sweet Home. And it's with that we thank you for listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man who knows traffic, big cities, and good solid radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Closing the gates of Mordor.
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know what you think. Drop us a line. Drop us a song suggestion. We're always here for you, and we appreciate you listening. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Take the time to slip and slide. Not one single soul denied, no. Every trip is true and tried. Did feel the groove and let it ride well.
Neon Jazz.